Getting the most out of every acre. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Advanced Agrilytics. The soil type in your fields might be the same, but your crop's access to water may be very different. In this Managing for Profit, Seth Logan with Advanced Agrilytics shares how their soil wetness index can make a difference when it comes to maximizing the productivity of your fields. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits, to preventive services, to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as August 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Most data management tools use Sirgo data combined with yield data to make recommendations. Seth Logan with Advanced Agrilytics says Sirgo data consists of soil samples collected by the USDA many decades ago, leaving much of the information outdated.
Sirgo only interpreted about 8% or accounted for about 8% of the yield variability. So even though Sirgo starts to go down the path of identifying an environment within a field, it certainly doesn't identify everything if we're only, you know, able to get 8% of variability predicted.
He tells Brownfield today's farmers have access to even more information that can be leveraged to make better management decisions for their farms.
We've taken Sirgo many steps further, geospatially speaking, into what we call a soil wetness index. And in that soil wetness index, we take into account many factors, but the way we kind of think of it is when it rains, we think of this soil wetness index map as a map to start to understand where and why and how water moves throughout a field. So we have this index that we can utilize that helps us not only variable radar inputs, but really predict what the status of the crop may be based on the place in the field that it sits.
He says they use a hex grid to better determine what they can do from a variable rate standpoint. Logan explains how that benefits farmers.
It's a scale and a representation of how water moves within a field. And within that, then once we understand water movement, then we can start to talk about what we might do to fix the problem of that place in the field, whether it be too wet or too dry. And we can start to create this map of variable rate inputs based on what we know of plant physiology, what we know of hybrids and soybean varieties, based on what we know of nutrient uptake and the nutrient cycle, because water typically carries everything to the plant. Once we have soil wetness index mapped out across the field, we can then variable rate our inputs right down to about a 24 foot by 24 foot level.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Advanced Agrilytics.